You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Menominee area residents are being invited to a pair of clean sweep hazardous waste events this month. The first event will be hosted by the City of Menominee on September 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Menominee Community Services Shop. The second will be hosted by Dunn County on September 26th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Dunn County Fairgrounds. Residents who attend the events will have the opportunity to dispose of hazardous household waste that can't be put in the normal trash, like batteries, aerosol cans, antifreeze, and light bulbs. A coalition of St. Croix area conservation groups are inviting residents to a clean food and water forum. The forum will be hosted by St. Croix Citizens Uniting for Responsible Environmental Stewardship, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and Emerald Clean Water for All. The goal is to share information on clean water, healthy food, and sustainability solutions in the St. Croix River watershed. Residents can also bring a sample of their tap water for a free nitrate screening. The forum will be held on October 4th from 10 to 3 at the Camp St. Croix RCU Center in Hudson. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the DNR's website. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced a new round of commercial driver training grant funding. According to a press release, the program aims to support the state's driving workforce with sustainable wages, recruitment, and helping drivers obtain a commercial driver's license. Trainers who are listed on the Federal Training Provider Registry, operate in Wisconsin, and provide training that meets entry-level requirements could receive a portion of the funding. Applications will be accepted until October 28th. The Eau Claire Community Foundation has announced it is now accepting applications for professional development grant funding. According to a press release, grant funding of up to $500 is available to help area nonprofits connect their employees with professional development opportunities and increase their impact. The funding is offered in partnership with Royal Credit Union, and more information about the grant funding is available on the Eau Claire Community Foundation website. Applications must be submitted by October 31st. Eau Claire area parents gathered at a public meeting on Monday as district officials consider the potential consolidation of elementary schools. According to Superintendent Mike Johnson, the district has the capacity for 6,100 students, but about 1,600 of those seats are currently vacant. Parents speaking at the meeting urged against the consolidation plan, but some arguing that keeping school communities smaller is beneficial. District officials say they'll seek more community input before making a recommendation in the coming months. Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter in Rice Lake has announced a significant donation to improve their services. According to organization officials, Trinity Lutheran Church recently made a $75,000 donation to the shelter to upgrade the building's kitchen. The renovated kitchen would allow individuals using the shelter's services to practice cooking for themselves and make it easier for volunteers to provide more meals. Shelter officials say they also need around $100,000 to fix their boiler and furnace systems. State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections on universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admissions notices for the following 4 years. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is now accepting applications for its Innovation Grant Program. According to a press release, the grant program provides funding for local municipalities and tribal governments to transfer services like public safety, economic development, and fire protection to another municipality, tribe, or organization. Grant recipients will receive funding for 25% of the costs related to transferring the services and can receive up to $10 million per year. The application is available on the DOR's website. State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison has entered the growing Democratic field for governor. In her announcement on Wednesday, Hung said she's running to fix a system that's rigged against the working class. She joined State Senator Kelda Royce, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and American Family field vendor Ryan Sternad in the Democratic primary field. Washington County Executive Josh Showman and New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien are the only two Republicans in the race so far. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think, watch a film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee Film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south, literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an afterparty. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG, and there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight. Lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.